Please welcome superstar DJ,
here we go,
Mr. David Guetta. And here he is. Here is David Guetta. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ah, oui, ça va et toi?
Ça va très bien.
Ah, oui, oui.
He really is French.
C'est bon.
I'm really impressed that you do your own sound engineering and presenting the show.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Mais oui, c'est vrai.
Mm.
I've heard you, though. I was on the car listening to the show.
Right. I'm good, aren't I?
It was a little nasty to me, but very funny.
No.
No, very funny.
Not nasty. Very respectful. Very. I love your songs. I love them. I like your music.
We just think you have a style, and your style has been working extremely well.
You were expecting me to come with a beret and a garlic.
Not me. That was
No, monsieur. I thought that you just looked like the gentleman who... I thought you would wear some kind of neckerchief or some kind of scarf or something.
Well, actually...
I've seen pictures of you before with wearing a scarf.
Yes, I always do it. And my record company said, could you please stop this? Because they said in a very polite way that it doesn't translate internationally.
Oh, really?
I don't really know what that means, but...
I don't know what that means.
All right.
Where do you live, David?
I live in Paris during the winter and in Ibiza during the summer.
Wow.
Nice.
What a life.
Nice mix.
What a great life.
Mm.
Thank you.
And you've worked with everybody. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with yet? I think you've worked with everybody.
Almost.
Pretty much.
Almost.
David's new album, Nothing But The Beat, is out now. It features a few collaborations.
Yeah.
One or two people.
Yeah. The
it's one. David and Flo Rida, Tyo Cruz, mm-hmm. Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, Jesse J, Will.i.am, The Beatles,
Usher,
Beethoven, Usher, yeah. Jennifer Hudson, Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
Chris Brown.
It's unbelievable. Timbaland.
Everybody.
And a fully electronic album.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Which I use for running. So if I'm jogging, that's what I listen to.
Wow. I can play you a bit now.
This is my old stuff. Then. Ah!
That's how it goes, right?
Hey, you know, I came in, I'm like, this must be a very little show because the music is so good. You were playing Skrillex. There's no way ever.
What?
That in my country, they could play Skrillex on a breakfast show.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even play this in a specialty show.
And really?
Like, yeah, we have 8 million people listening. I'm like, what? That's... Oh, man, I love him.
There's your collaboration right
see,
there.
I can produce music. I'm a remixer.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see you can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How much money are you worth now? like a gazillion pounds.
I thought only American medias would ask me this.
Yeah, but there's so many hits. You've just had so many hits.
Yeah, but you know.
Half of the single chart is you. At number 23, David Guetta. At number 22, David Guetta. At number 18, David Guetta.
I'm checking the charts in a moment because I have my new album. And we had some really good results on the Billboard. The album is number 5, which is amazing for the US.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
And we checked out the dance charts, you know, in Billboard. And in the top 100, I have 38 records.
It's unbelievable.
38?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's almost 40%.
But, like, I get the feeling with you, I get the feeling that...
That tonight's going to be a good night?
Yeah.
Like, you can walk into... Now, and I'm not being rude, but I think you can walk into a studio and make a track in 2-3 hours.
Not in the studio.
Right.
Because it takes me more time in the studio.
Okay.
But with my laptop...
Wow.
I could make a let's say, enough so I can play it in a club.
Okay.
And am I right in saying, I would imagine, I don't know how you work, but I would imagine you get Flo Rida and then you make the track and you say, sing that. And he goes, okay.
Or do you make the track and then go, right, no, I want Flo Rida to do it.
Yeah, exactly. First I make the music.
Right.
and because I want to be free.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't really love to work for someone because you say, oh, no, I cannot do this because he cannot do this with his voice, you know. So I want to just make music, have fun. And then when I have lots of different tracks, say, okay, that would be perfect for this artist or this artist. And listen, we're just having fun. Seriously.
Like, you're having fun and making millions.
No, because honestly, it's very overrated what you make.
Really?
On music. Seriously. Wow. It is.
That's how
compared to what I make as a DJ. And by the way, I heard you from Leeds.
Yes.
And you know, they all told me, you know, yeah, don't worry, you know, they're really fans of your music, they're nice people. So where have you been on my very first show in the UK? Because what? It was in Leeds.
Sure, I was there.
No.
Yes.
No, the club was empty.
No, I was there.
The club was...
I was a...
No, seriously, the first show...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in Leeds. I will never forget this show.
Oh, no.
I was so happy that there are some bartender and one security guy.
Woo!
Exactly. Exactly.
How long ago is that?
It was in 2002.
Right, but if you went back now...
Yes, of course.
Of course. You'd expect a bigger crowd now.
Now I'm having fun every time I come to the UK.
Are you the best DJ live in the world?
I don't know. I can rock my crowd.
Sure. And you play only your tracks?
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not. I play, especially when I play in clubs. When it's a David Guetta type of like a concert hall, usually people expect me to play a lot of my music.
Sure.
But when I play in clubs, like in Ibiza, for example, where I have my F Me I'm Famous party every Thursday.
Sure.
I play 3-4 hours, and of course I play all my favorite tracks from other producers. I love playing other people's music.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 43.
No way!
Yes!
You look a lot older. And you're married, right?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
How many children have you got?
I have two. A seven and a three.
Seven and three. A boy and a girl?
Exactly.
Boy and a girl. And you've been married for how long?
It's going to be 20 years.
No way! Dude!
No.
So when you got married...
But you know that for DJs, it counts double.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But you must, like...
Yeah, you know that, of
course.
She
must never see you, because
I'm with you.
Well, you're with me now. But you're all over the world, and you're DJing, and you're in the studio.
Yes, yes. But I'm trying to be there for the important moments, you know?
Sure.
I
Christmas.
Birthdays.
No, I came back from New York to bring my son to school on the first day.
Nice.
And there's only two people in the world that can make me wake up at 7 in the morning. It's my son, Elvis, and yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure your wife can wake you up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
But that's different.
Well, you're damn right.
Then I can go back to sleep after.
Well, okay. But you can do that after this.
Yeah.
Have a cigarette and fall asleep. So when you met your wife, what is your wife called?
Katty.
When you met Katty, what were you doing? What was your job?
I was a DJ. How do you think?
Right.
Otherwise, she would never have given me a look.
But how long did it take
you? I was playing French Kiss, of course.
Right.
With garlic around my neck.
No, don't be racist.
So was this in a club that you met your wife?
Yes. Seriously, I was so showing off with my mixing tricks.
Right.
To try to catch her attention. And it worked.
Wow. You must be
crazy. Girls like DJs.
Well, not all DJs.
Yeah, they like some DJs.
Like some, you know. But so when was your big break? When did you... Because 20 years ago, you were just, what, a clubbing DJ in the clubs?
Yeah, I was like a resident DJ,
right.
You know.
Where?
I was...
In Paris?
Yes. And it's funny because I didn't have like a real, you know, at the time a DJ would play 5 nights a week, you know, and I didn't have the luck to have a real job. So I would do the day off of the DJ in this club, and then the day off of the DJ on Tuesday in that other club, you know? And I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but I was the only one to bring my own records to DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because at the time, the DJ was like a bartender. The bartender was pouring the whiskey from the club.
Yeah.
The DJ was playing the records from the club.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right, when you think about it. And because I went to London, and I went to that party called Shoom.
Right.
And it was a revolution in my brain, you know? And then I went to Block Market and I gave all the money I had and to ask them to give me all the house music record they had. And I started to play house music.
Right.
And people started to follow me on the day off of the resident DJs in the different clubs. And this is how it started.
Wow. What a great story.
Mm.
And now look at you.
1.7 million people on Twitter. 23 million on Facebook.
23 million fans on Facebook.
No, by the since they wrote it, it's now 25.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's now 25.
I'm quick. I apologize.
Because before the end of this show,
26.
It will be 26.
26. What are we?
One and a half.
One and a half. Not even one and a half.
Well, close enough.
Yeah. We can have some of yours. You've got too many.
Yeah, if you could post on Facebook, please like The Chris Moyles Show, that'd be great. Thank you.
I will, I promise.
What's your favourite David Guetta track?
Honestly, there are so many, but it's got to be the... Well, that sounds a bit geeky, isn't it?
I'll just say it.
The Black Eyed Peas one that you worked on...
Did I get a feeling?
...still worked so well.
No, I got a feeling.
Memory.
Yeah,
actually,
really? I've got a feeling, I've got a feeling. That one. And Memories.
Now, you must have made some money from that track.
Yeah, but believe it or not, I still didn't get any of it.
What?
Yes, because it's incredible, but there's this crazy guy in America. You know, there's a website called Beatport where you can, you know, it's a DJ record shop. And on the net, we made a competition. And I've put those guitars that make you laugh so much. and I've put it there for the DJ competition. And this guy is a lunatic. Actually, I should not speak about it.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
You don't want to get sued.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, let's move on.
He's trying.
20 years married, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years married.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That was like.
Listen, cheating. I don't want you to lose the money you don't have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Plus, also, we don't want to be sued by association.
No.
Whereas Memories is the other track. Is that an easier track to talk about? And you opened your DJ night with this when I was in Ibiza.
This is still one of my favorite, if not the favorite. Kid Cudi came to Ibiza for the first time a week ago, and we performed.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, okay, you guys think you know how to party. Yeah. We're going to show you how we do it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, all the hip-hop guys, you know, posers. You know? I'm like, okay, now I'm going to show you how we do it.
Brilliant. Do you drink?
Usually not.
Right. So you're a sensible man. Do you know what I think? You know, I think that David was a real party animal. And then his wife, Caddy, said, you calm down now.
Wow.
Am I right?
Listen, you're totally right.
Yeah, I
and
bet.
It's the first time that someone tells me this.
I bet. You're a
maybe
DJ.
Maybe the same happened to you.
No, I'm waiting to get messed up.
Oh,
I'm waiting to hit the party time.
No, but seriously, this is exactly what happened.
Well, you're in the clubs, you DJ around the world, there's champagne flowing and all of that. I get that.
Yes.
And now, but she sorted you out. Look
yes.
at you. She put you on the straight path.
Yes, sir!
And now you're a superstar DJ, petrified of his wife.
Oh, man.
Oh,
trust me. The day you meet my wife, you don't understand why.
You know where the I Got a Feeling money is? In her bank account. That's where it is.
I got a feeling you'll say none of it.
Yeah. I got a feeling she's buying a new car right now. Well, David, listen, stay around. We're going to play. We're going to play without you, and we're going to talk more. Great. And so we'll take a break.
This is actually my new favorite David Guetta song.
Is it
really? I think it's. It might be the most beautiful song I've.
That's lovely.
I really, really love that record, and Usher is such an incredible singer.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll play it. We'll do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll play David Guetta and Usher Without You. So hang on there.
It's now 8:38.
Thank you. Let's switch the webcams back on, by the way, because. Alan's found a new button. Look at that. And David Guetta's here, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Bonjour, David. Dominic, what?
I don't know if we can believe your news girl.
Tina? Why? What?
Because Tina told me she was partying at FM Famous Ibiza last week.
It was a few weeks ago, not just this week.
She was.
About a month ago.
I'm joking.
She's only just got over it.
Actually, I love this about you guys. You know?
Yeah. Oh, welcome. We're very cool.
Exactly. Very cool.
Dance is my middle name. It's not. It's Ryan. But it's it's not even Ryan. I don't know where that came from. Hey, look what I've got in my hand. I've got David's new album.
Wow.
So CD1 is all the vocal tracks. Flow Rider, Ludacris, Tyo Cruz, all of that. And then CD2 is like just all the electronic albums, all the tracks, which Allard runs to. That's what he works out to.
Yes. And
especially tracks 1 and 2. 2 on loop, actually.
Do you have a cool down track? Is there a cool down?
Will I Am track of the first disc.
Yes.
Because that's quite nice. It's quite mellow.
Yes. Nothing really matters.
Yeah. But the beat.
Exactly. Yeah, but the beat.
But the beat.
That's my motto in life. Let me tell you. Anyway, look, we're going to play the new song featuring Usher.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Great singer.
Yes.
When you work in the studio with some singers, do you ever find out, well, you must do, that some singers can't really sing?
Yes.
Wow! Yeah!
But definitely not with Usher.
Right.
No, with him.
Actually, I think it was probably the time I was the most impressed.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's not even normal anymore. It's really crazy.
Like, wow!
It took our song to the next level. I was so impressed.
You love this song?
Yes.
That's nice. Well, let's play it. This is David Guetta. This is out now, featuring Usher. This is Without You. Nice.
Me goosebumps.
Wow. Yeah. David Guetta and the vocals of Usher, that's Without You, that's David's track.
Yes, Usher, that is amazing. C'est magnifique.
That's right, that's French there, Dave.
I know, for terrific.
Yeah. We speak a bit of French. Where's Dominic?
In petit pois.
Dominic, come and speak French to David. Stop pretending you're on the phone.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Christophe.
Bonjour, Christophe.
J'habite à Londres, à Angleterre.
Oui?
And where is Brian? Brian is in the kitchen.
Brian est dans la kitchen.
Dans la cuisine.
Dans la cuisine.
Okay.
Dans la maison.
Okay, I was like, because this is, you know, when you learn English,
yes,
it's all about this guy, Brian.
Oh, really?
Brian is in the kitchen.
See,
Brian is in the garden.
Now, when we learned French, we had Jean-Paul est dans la chambre.
Il habite à La Rochelle.
And there was Marie-Claire. There was Marie-Claire as well, and they used to like to go and play down Le Bord de la Rivière.
Yeah.
There was Jean-Paul et Xavier.
So you guys are studying French at school?
Oh, oui.
Oui. Calorateal, it's French time. Asseyez-vous.
Excusez-moi, quelle heure fermez la piscine?
Oh!
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Où est le cinéma? Le cinéma, passez le pont et tenez à droite.
Oh, oui. Where is Brian? Brian is in the kitchen.
Où est le Brian? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier? Brian!
Oh, a bit of transatlantic humour. Well, like the radio version, but he is hard.
Amazing.
So, listen, you're in this. So, you've got two or three more weeks at in Ibiza for the summer?
Yes, I'm finishing the last Thursday of September.
So, you go. So, today's Tuesday. So, you're there. Not tomorrow, the day after.
Exactly.
And you must go and see, if you haven't seen David and his big night, Tina went. She can't remember, but she had a great night.
But she remembers the news.
Right.
That's what's important.
Well, most days.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tina here has an amazing voice. Amazing singing voice.
She has an amazing everything.
Well, not everything, but you know how you... I know you work with famous people, but do you ever work with, you know, just good singers who aren't famous? Because this girl could be your next big singing sensation.
She could be the next Kelly Rowland.
Oh, yeah.
Over! Oh,
by the way, I heard you on the radio when I was in a car.
Over!
That was so funny.
Yeah, but that's true though, right? Can you sing over and over? And again, over! Keep going, over! More.
Oh, how many over?
But Tina, would you like to hear Tina sing? I have Tina's track. She was recorded a track.
For
with,
real?
With Chipmunk.
Yes.
With Chipmunk, yeah.
With Chipmunk? You okay. Like this? Ready?
Okay. Some people have to learn. No, that's
Tina. Tina.
That's it is,
Tina.
That's me.
For real?
Yeah. For real.
For real.
People wait their turn.
Wow.
Some people have to find, yeah. Some people give their lives.
Wow.
Do you think I have potential?
You can sing for.
Yeah.
But wow. I'm like, I can hardly believe it.
She's a female Usher with autotune. Mm,
she's like Usherette.
We could work together.
Yeah.
Okay. We're working together now.
But yeah, Tina, she's got a lovely voice.
Some people give their lives.
It needs a little bit
that's
of work.
The wrong version.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I missed the count again.
Yeah.
Some people give their lives.
Oh, that's bad.
We could remix you now. Hang on a second.
At least you're not working together anymore.
No, thanks for that. Every time we...
People give their lives.
It could be a big hit.
Yeah.
It could be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I promise, some very famous people do this kind of thing.
Well, I bet. And Dave and I rap.
Oh,
we're the rap kings.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Mm. In your face.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Boy.
With a reverb.
Yeah. In your face. What have I got? What have we got on that we rap on? Song-wise. I'm going to play David some of us rapping. We got this. You know this track?
Sorry.
This is me rapping, listen. I'm going to leave the words outside. That's me. Don't laugh. This is serious.
No, but I'm not laughing about you rapping. I'm laughing about you.
You ready? Let's just make some words of trouser turnips. Ride a donkey, make it wonky. You know a donkey? That's okay. Let's find words and rhyme and drink some wine. So Tina and me and you.
It's all you need.
Mm.
Exactly.
It's like a hit factory.
Number one in America. Huge. Huge.
Wow.
Numero un.
And if not number one, then certainly a massive number two.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Okay. What else? What are you on, Dave?
I don't know.
Do you rap on anything?
I must have done several amazing bits of rapping. I just can't think of any. Look what's in front of me. It's a rhyming dictionary. Type in a word, then hit return. You'll find words like churn or burn. Now, say something that's clever.
That's me. Lyrics is my endeavor. I'm a lyrical rhyme machine. Know what I mean? No, well, whatever.
Do we still have Dogs Don't Kill People?
No.
No.
Luckily, we don't. That was good. I'll give you a copy of my album. Our album.
Wow.
It's amazing.
This is all a big band.
20 tracks.
You retired...
Four of them good.
But really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah. Four good tracks is a lot.
All filler, no killer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe even five. But sadly, it doesn't have Tina singing.
Okay.
But you could take her in the studio and you could make some magic with her. Oh, that's... I think you could be good.
Tina is in the kitchen.
Yeah. Some people have to learn. But you like that though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's good. Cute. Some people
wait their time. You could, David could take you into the studio, you could record a track, and then he would play it to Kelly Rowland, and then she'll re-record it.
Yeah, you could be like a sort of guide track.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, it's a job. They want to hold you back, tell them pee off.
Whenever they say you can't, that's not me, it's Chipmunk. But you know, about demo tracks like this, there's a record on my album, and it's called Titanium.
Right.
It's one that I really, really love, and the singer is Sia.
Mm.
And we were working, and she was going to record what you're saying, like a demo track, so that, you know, I can
play it to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Get somebody famous on it.
And I fell so in love with her voice that I was like, I'm not giving this to anybody else. You know,
she's got an amazing voice.
So it's nice. Incredible.
That's the last track on the album, track 12.
Yeah.
I really love it too.
It's beautiful. He loved it that much, he put it at the end. So you have to wait for it.
But listen,
I'm listening.
There is no fillers.
Écoute.
Brian, listen to me.
Where is Brian?
Brian is in the kitchen.
Brian.
There is no fillers in this album.
No fillers. Every one of these songs, almost every one of these songs is brilliant.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
Is there one that you don't like?
Well, no, it's all
good. You can be honest. You can be honest.
All right. Alan.
Hey. I'm just checking.
Okay. I'm happy they text you a while to think about.
No, Jesse J's hasn't grown on me yet.
Oh.
Okay.
I think is a bit more to go.
To be honest, it's one that takes a little more time.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought you were going to say you didn't like it either.
But yeah, it will grow on you.
Okay.
No, it will.
Titanium actually went into like the top 5 or the top 10, didn't it?
But this is crazy. Titanium was like number 1 in many countries, and we didn't even work it as a single. It's just like a natural, genuine success. People are just touch.
Was it nice working with Jesse J? Everybody nice?
Yes. Actually, it's kind of crazy because I think she's amazing.
Mm.
And my album was already finished. I gave my album to a record company. They sent it to the factory to stop pressing the records.
Oh, really?
And then I was in Ibiza, and she sent me the song. And I was like, okay, I need to put it on the album. So I called EMI. I'm like, guys, I'm really sorry. You need to stop everything because I have this new song. And they were like, are you out of your mind?
You know.
And
now, when do you got no money?
I had to stay for 2 days at the airport because it was the only place where they had good internet on the island.
Right.
And I was mixing the vocals with my headphones. Don't say, oh, now I understand. But it was the only place where I could send all those heavy files. You know.
Right.
And they wanted to kill me, but I'm glad I did it. Even though it still didn't
grow.
I like it.
Yeah, there is a swear word in there.
I like it, though. Blooming heck. I like that track. I've never heard it before, but I like that track.
And have you heard that record, Turn Me On, with Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Because I think people never heard her sing like this.
Yeah,
never.
It's really instant.
Is that clean? There's no bad language.
Definitely not clean. And it's also,
not clean.
There's another
one. Is that
one.
Rude?
I love when you ask if Nicki Minaj
is clean.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, sure, in more ways than one. One would argue.
He's like, bleep, 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 well, bleep, bleep, bleep.
If you want to hear it, then you'll have to go and buy David's album.
Absolutely.
Which is Nothing But The Beat. And it's an all-star cast. And everybody sounds great because David Guetta makes them sound great. Apart from Usher, who naturally sounds great. But David makes them great.
But they are
great.
But he could even
David makes them better.
They actually take my music to the next level. So I wouldn't put it this way. You know, I really think that I'm totally blessed that I can work with people that are so amazing.
Is there anybody else that you would like to work with? Is there a list, a wish list?
Tina,
hello.
maybe the only person. That, you know, for me, but it's kind of impossible because of the style of music she's doing, but I really love Adele.
Oh, wow.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
No, probably not, because it's almost like the, you know, the anti-electronic.
You never know.
You could remix her stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But that would be less exciting.
Yeah. Well, you never know. She might...
Yeah, all right.
She might do that. Have you met her?
No, never.
She's a lovely girl.
So amazing.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah. That's what's great is that, you know, I have fans, but I'm still such a fan.
And that's
I love that because everybody that is on my album, I'm a fan of.
Well, listen, if I can get Adele and you...
And Tina.
And together... Well,
And Brian. Don't forget Brian.
I don't know if we're talking about the same
Brian!
Thing.
This
I'm is talking about in the studio, not in the bedroom.
Some weird party, isn't it?
So we can get... If I can get Adele and you together...
Oh, listen.
And I want a writing
credit. I will...
25%.
I will come and wash your dishes.
Thank God you finished
every night.
Well...
By the way, those are the same thing. Those are two different statements.
Fair. I'm never having dinner at your house. David, it's lovely to see you.
It was a pleasure.
You can come back here anytime you like.
Well, thank you very much.
And we should work in a studio together.
So, on your rapping?
Yeah. Well, yo! Yeah!
Reverb.
Yo! Yeah! Yo! God, David Guetta! In the place, in your face. No, don't laugh.
Oh no, that's
for the
work.
Human race. Yeah, I could take one of your.
By the way, if you need a rhyme with David Guetta, he could drive a VW Jetta. If just help him.
I need something with no vocals. That's what I need.
Electronic beats.
That's what I'm looking.
Put on Luna. Luna is crazy.
Luna is crazy.
Mm. Oh, sunshine.
I'm gonna go with Luna.
Is it clean?
Luna sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Fast forward a little bit into it.
Yo, here I am in Ibiza. Yeah. Look at the sand and the sea and the girls in bikinis and the men in bikinis. I don't know what that is in a bikini. When is a beat kicking?
It does kick in.
Okay, fast forward. This is really long.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a doddle this is.
But come on, this is electronic music.
How long is this track?
About?
5 minutes?
Exactly, it's 5 minutes.
You make this in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on!
Here I am on the BBC, I'm rocking the mic for you and me. Got David Guetta in my studio. Come on, everybody, let's go!
He's having some small breakdown.
What do you think?
It's a bit like a cry for help musically.
No, but you used freestyle. To be a rapper for
freestyle.
Real.
Freestyle.
I can see you breakdancing.
Yeah? Well, no.
I can see
Dave can breakdance.
Come on. You have to admit it. You used to be a breakdancer. Come on.
No. Never. Over.
Some people have to. Some people wait their turn.
Wow, I'm mixing.
It's all there.
You're impressed, right? I know.
Yes, I love. I'm very impressed.
Well, listen, let's hook it up. When you finish.
I was kind of impressed by your freestyle, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's more where that came from.
It's a little bit
but
old school.
But I only do it for the dollar.
But listen, old school is back, you know that.
Absolutely. Damn straight, damn wiggity. You know that.
Damn wiggity?
Yeah, wiggity whack.
Mm.
It's back, old school is back, wiggity whack. Take that, Jack.
Brian. Cowabunga.
Where's Brian?
Brian is in the kitchen.
That's what we should do. We should do a track called Where's Brian?
Yes.
Where's Brian? Brian is in the kitchen.
Kitchen.
Where is Brian? Brian is in the bedroom.
Bedroom.
Dans la chambre.
Chambre.
Mais oui, Jean-Paul.
Oui, avec Xavier.
Dans le bord de la rivière, j'aime jouer au football.
J'aime jouer au football dans le parc, dans le week-end.
Ah, tout droit.
Mais...
Brian! Brian! Brian. 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 Oh, I'm Brian in your face. Sorry, spat
all over him.
Spit came out.
Yeah.
We'll work on this together. Right?
Yeah, of course. So especially on this track.
So you finished
it. I kept it instrumental especially for
you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Pasha, the last night of Pasha is Thursday, the 29th of September. I can be in Paris Friday, the 30th.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll stay for the weekend.
No, listen, I have a studio in my home in Ibiza.
Right.
This is actually where we wrote Without You.
Okay.
With Tayo Cruz.
Right.
And you're welcome to...
come to Ibiza.
Yes, because why coming to Paris? It's better to have fun at the club.
Sure.
And record in my house.
I am all over Ibiza. Yeah.
You are Ibiza.
Yeah. Do they have pubs in Ibiza?
Yeah, couple.
Not really.
Right, okay. We'll go out. We'll make the track.
Yeah.
We'll go to number one all over the world.
Number one on Radio 1, at least.
Well, Radio 1 probably won't play it. But they're very picky. David Liberty being here. The album is out now, and the single is out now. David Guetta feature Usher. But you should go and get the album, because it's got a million tracks on there, and it's all good. And continued success. And come back and see us anytime.
It was good fun.
Can
you do this show during the afternoon instead of the morning?
No. Nice. We did that before.
Mm. That's a shame.
You know, I need to...
You need to grow as an artist.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that means.
Not as a person.
No, well, I need to grow as a person as well, but that's different. nice to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, David Guetta. Thanks.